This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. All right, boomers, try to remember to look for the New York Sunday Times Magazine this weekend with a thorough article from writer Catherine Jacobson Raymond about something I know is familiar to you all, memory loss. Ms. Raymond took on the subject because she began to experience the bothersome mental flubs that are increasingly frequent on the other side of 40, sometimes even younger. Catherine Raymond, welcome to Day to Day.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you know this problem, and you're very clear about it in the beginning of the article, because you experience it, and many people you know do, too, in your sort of age cohort. Just tell us, what kinds of things are you talking about? Describe the problem.
The problem seems to be very widespread among people in midlife. I think most of us are quite familiar with the difficulty of not being able to get a name when we see someone on the street or in a restaurant, someone that we know, but the name is nowhere in sight. Then the problem continues, and we start to have difficulty with word retrieval, where we are in the middle of a sentence and suddenly the word has gone, and we go into a very interesting improv, hoping that no one will actually notice this. Unfortunately, everyone knows all the time when that happens.
You sort of hint at the word. You get kind of close to the word and sort of, yeah.
That is called an ugly sister. When you can think of every word that is similar to the word, but not the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's best to just stop looking and let yourself mellow for a moment and then kind of try to traipse in through the back door, and voila, you will find your word waiting for you there.
You quote the writer and physician Dr. Oliver Sacks, who notes that almost everyone, when this problem confronts them, the first thing that comes to their mind is, I've got Alzheimer's, or I'm about to get Alzheimer's. This apparently is a very, very widespread fear.
It is indeed widespread, and I think that the media, of which I am part, of course, has contributed to this feeling. But in fact, what we experience in midlife is not actually likely to indicate the experience that we're going to have in old age.
But what you're really writing about in this article is general memory decline. You say that it starts in our 20s. Our 20s already, we
That's
start
correct.
To experience memory decline.
My 14-year-old thinks it starts in adolescence, as he forgets his lunch two or three times a week. So, no, I believe that the research shows that there is a continual decline in memory from the 20s onward, and we notice it more in the late 30s and early 40s. That seems to be the time that it hits everybody in early 40s to mid 40s. So the notion that this actually hits in the 50s and 60s seems to be wrong.
There are patterns. You forget, first of all, the names of people. You forget words, and then something called prospective memory becomes a problem. What do you mean by prospective memory?
Well, prospective memory refers to that sensation that we all have when we jump up out of our chair and say, gotta get to the kitchen right now and do, and you're halfway to the kitchen when you forget what it was you were going there to do. That is one of the things that becomes quite evident in your 40s. Because you are dealing with attention that does not fragment well, and something has happened between the time you jumped out of the chair and the time you made it to the kitchen. You've noticed that there's a bunch of bills sitting on the front table and no one has mailed them. And by the time you reach your apparent original goal, you don't know why you're there. And I hear this over and over, people staring in the refrigerator with no real idea of why they're doing that.
This has nothing to do with my own sort of patterns of memory, if you will. But I just wonder, out of curiosity, if this memory loss might be associated with past behaviors or personal habits or something.
And you don't have any habits like that, do you? Well, in fact, this does seem to be the case. The way that you treat your brain in your childhood, in your teen years, and all through your 20s and 30s and 40s has a great deal of impact on how good that brain is going to be. Basically, we are born with a certain number of neurons, and up into our mid-teens, we continue to develop more neurons. There's neurogenesis and growth there. In our early teens, we begin to shed the neurons that are not being used, and after that, it's more or less a downhill slope. If you don't take care of your brain, if you suffer a brain injury, possibly not your fault, probably not, if you drink a lot of alcohol, if you suffer from a number of diseases, diabetes is certainly a major one, insulin resistance, which is a precursor to diabetes, is another one, hypothyroidism is another disease that can have a serious effect on how good your memory is when you reach middle age and onward, of course.
Let me note a couple of things. One, you say in the article that as people age, they sort of become more comfortable with their state of memory. I think perhaps recognizing this in one's 40s is quite upsetting to people, but people learn to adjust to it and become comfortable with their level of memory. And you also say that doctors are now treating memory loss with particular drugs, and they seem to be effective.
Some drugs have certain amount of effect. I know that there's a new generation of drugs coming, and these drugs are definitely, they're targeted to Alzheimer's disease, but there seems to be no question that they will be used in midlife people who need a bit of an edge. In reference to your comment, and my original comment about people becoming more comfortable with the state of their memories, it just does seem to be the case that by the time you're in your 60s, perhaps for some people life has slowed down just a little bit, and perhaps your memory and your attention is not as taxed. And on the other hand, you've just become more accustomed to its condition.
Catherine Jacobson Raymond's article in this Sunday's New York Times is called In Search of Lost Time. She's at work on a book about midlife memory loss. Catherine, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
It was my pleasure.
And we hope our listeners will remember to look for the article.